This man came up to me and he said, "You don't remember me." And I said, "No." He said, "I'm Jim, what was his name? It started with a C. Well, anyway, I'm Jim, and you taught me how to read." And I said, "Oh my gosh." I said, "Now I remember." And he was just a great guy to remember me from the seventh grade, you know. And so many years had passed. But after I canceled at Jefferson and at Ross Middle School, and I did 6 years of teaching and 9 years of as a counselor, and then I left to take the job at UTEP and to teach there. Anything else?
No, that's pretty good. What kind of organizations do you belong to?
Oh, well, I've dropped out a lot. I still belong to the Women's Club and the Chamber of Commerce, but I'm no longer on those boards. The only boards I'm on are at the university. What was your question?
Well, the organizations.
Oh, the organizations.
Even ones you dropped out of, what were some of
them? Oh, well, I belonged to Kappa Delta Pi, an old education thing that I'd hated, finally, and dropped out when I went to UTEP because it was just too, another, you know, commitment. Well, I belonged to the Sunset Heights Garden Club. I belonged to the Manhattan Garden Club when I lived on Wheeling for 40 years, as I mentioned, and let me see. Chamber of Commerce. I have belonged to so many, the Tri Delta alumni here, and let me think. I guess I belong to the Manhattan Garden Club, and at the university, I'm on the several things. I'm on the board of Matrix, which is a MATRIX, one of the it's one of the fundraisers for UTEP.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so I taught at UTEP from 65 to 1980. I was there, and then I took a job. I retired really.
Mm-hmm.
And took a job I was 65 when I retired from UTEP, and took this other job with the director of the Peyton Foundation, which is a wonderful foundation set up by the owner who owned Peyton's meat packing company, and I did that for 7.5 years, and stopped when I was 73. I thought, well, maybe I ought to have some time for myself.
Yeah.
But now I've had 12 years, you see, I'm 85. So, you know, it's been a good life. And then I moved up here with my daughter 7 years ago this month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very happy up here.
So what do you do for hobbies?
Oh, well, I play bridge. I read. That's my biggest hobby. I'm very interested in the brain and in politics, and I just have a curious mind,
mm-hmm.
and I want to read. So ever since August 3rd last year, when I lost my ability to read, it's been pretty bad, pretty bad. And I don't... you know, I just feel terribly handicapped. I can't read a thing without picking up something that will help me see, you know. So, but I belong to the Wednesday History Club.